It's Education Week on the Noon Business Hour, and in this segment, we're focusing on college savings plans in Illinois, and we're joined by Eric Zarnico, Executive Director of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which administers the College Illinois program. Eric, welcome back to the program. Let's talk about the College Illinois plans. Most parents are familiar with Bright Start. Tell me, how early is too early to get involved in that? And what are some things that parents may not know about saving for their kids' college education?
Sure. So College Illinois is the state's 529 prepaid tuition program. So it gets the same great tax benefits of any other 529 plan. But you're actually able to purchase future semesters of college today at today's contract prices. So one of the questions I always get from parents is, well, how much am I going to need to save for my child to go to college? And College Illinois really addresses that question. I'd say, too, that it's never too early to start, that one of the important decisions for people is to start earlier. The earlier you start, the less it's going to cost you to put away money for college.
And as a general rule of thumb, what's a good amount that you want to sock away on a monthly basis for college tuition? $100 a month, $200 a month, more, less?
You know, I think it's really up to each family's budget. So I think the important thing is to figure out how much do you, you know, in your family budget can you put away. And it's never, you know, there's never an amount that's not worth putting away money for college. Sometimes I talk to people who are afraid that they're not going to be able to pay for the entire amount of their child's college. And the reality for many families is it's going to be tough to put away enough to pay the full ride. And most students are going to end up going with a combination of savings. You know, they may do work study, they may get some grants or scholarships, they may do some, you know, a prudent level of student loans. So that's actually a pretty common approach for students to be able to go to college these days. So there's not too small an amount to be able to save for college.
Eric, there's been problems with the program along the way. 5 or 6 years ago, it was closed down for a while. The state is having big fiscal problems. Can you guarantee families that the money will be there when the child is old enough to go to college?
So the program itself, the money that people pay for the prepaid tuition contracts for College Illinois, actually goes into a separate trust fund that's held in custody at Northern Trust. So the money is not, you know, isn't just sort of general state funds that can be used to pay other expenses. The money that goes into the program and the earnings from that money can only be used to pay the benefits of the contracts and the cost of running the plan. And the plan has paid every plan benefit as required. It's paid out over $850 million since its inception on over 35,000 contracts.
But there is no guarantee, is that right?
The program is actually, it is not guaranteed by the state, but it's backed by what's called the moral obligation of the state. So there is state backing of the program through the moral obligation. And you know, the reality is, you know, any program that you do or anything money that you put aside, if you put it in the stock market or you make it investments, none of those investments are guaranteed in the future as well.
Eric, thanks for joining us today. Eric Zarnico is the executive director of the Illinois Student Assistance Commission, which administers the College Illinois program.